we're all good. We're all good. Dom's just yeah, I've known him for a while. Good dude. Yeah. Good dude.
John, with the draft going on, obviously draft picks and roster construction is new. Would you consider that your draft strategy is more best player available or drafting for you in a certain spot?
Yeah, you know, I think it's unique to each year, each round. You know, you obviously have an overall philosophy, but, you know, we just like drafting good players, and it doesn't matter when. And sometimes guys don't get drafted, become free agents. And I think, if anything, we've showed that it doesn't quite matter where in that process you become part of our team. You're going to have an opportunity, and if you can help us, you'll be a part of us. So that's what we look for. We've got a lot of characteristics that we've defined over time that we value, and we try to focus in on those, both in the talent of the player and, you know, their makeup. So that's what we found to be successful. Yeah. They've been challenged. They've been put in tough scenarios that test kind of who they are as competitors, as, you know, can they keep up with the information? He gives them a lot of information. He puts them in a lot of scenarios schematically, mentally, in terms of the mental toughness that it takes to play in our league. It's hard. You know, Nick puts them in that environment, has for years. I guess I have to start talking in the past tense with him, but has put them in those positions. And so, you know, you're going to get a player who's tested. And then the thing I always appreciated him, if you took the time to talk with him, he'd always let you know who they are and who they might be as players and as human beings. And so, you know, a lot of gratitude for Nick and his contribution to football and college football and to all the players that he produced that are shining in our league.
John, obviously a lot of teams would like to get up high to get a premium quarterback, but obviously those picks don't always work out. Why is it so hard to pinpoint project college talent to the NFL talent and get on those high quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but schematically, you know, the college game continues to change. So much of it's based on tempo rather than some of the schematic things that you do at the next level. You know, the hashes are different. There's a bunch of different things, but you know, that's something that will be around. What you do know is that if you draft a good one or find a good one in some form, you got a lot better chance to be successful. So that can happen early. It can happen with the last pick in the draft. You know, when you have one, your team's a lot better, and your opportunity to win goes up substantially. Well, I think that's you know, I think it's. That was a welcome sight that, you know, that the cap was going up. I think the thing you have to understand, it went up for everyone, so it's not like unique to our team. You know, but we have some challenges. We have a lot of good players who we've rewarded. Brandon's one that we think incredibly highly of. One of my favorite just guys around our building, the way he approaches the game. He's a competitor. He's a warrior. He plays with such a physicality, also with a grace, the way some of the positions his body can get into. And then he's got a flair for making plays when it matter most. And he's served us very well as a franchise. And, you know, I think we've got a nice track record of extending the players that are important to us. And Brandon's a guy we want to keep around for a long time. Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, now I will say some of the time you could make excuses for these guys and saying, hey, they're being put through the ringer. So this is the end of a long day. So you got to be careful on that. That's also part of what our league is comprised. It's a marathon each year, and nothing about it is easy. So you need guys who can fight through, but I think you can make way too much out of a 15-minute interview at times. I think you get better at identifying a way to ask questions to know, is this guy, And sometimes it's never about this guy's not a good person, this guy's not a good guy. Does he fit with our organization? Does he are the things that are important to us, does he represent those? Are they important to him? Those are the type of things that probably you gain the most value. And sometimes it's just a feeling, man, that was a cool meeting, you know? The meetings are one part of that. So body language, it could tell you something. I remember I had a habit as a player. After a play, I'd put my head down. People early in my career thought I had bad body language because I was down on myself. That's just how I thought. I put my head down and focus. People make me aware of it. Hey, to be a leader, you might want to change that. And I'm grateful that those people pointed that out. So, but thank God they didn't cut me because of it, you know. So. The University of Michigan? Well, I think they have the most players in the combine this year. So I think their class this year is kind of representative of this draft to me, where, yeah, there's some blue chip players, but this is a really deep draft at a lot of different positions. I think Michigan really, that was a team this year, and there was talent throughout at all levels on offense and defense. Are there going to be a ton of high, top 15 picks? I'm not sure out of Michigan, but there's a lot of good football players that have been taught well, and man, they played well as a unit.
When you talk to their draft, are you happy with where your picks are at? It seems like you have 11 picks, right?
Yeah.
You just mentioned it's deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we got a first-round pick for the first time in a long while. That's nice. We really try to focus on making them all count, and they're all an opportunity to improve your organization, and we look at each one of those as such. And we pride ourselves on putting as much into the late rounds as we do into the early, and so we'll take them where they come, and we'll try to make the most of them. Yeah, I don't know how much he'll talk to me, but I always have fun talking to Jim. I think it's great he's back in our league. He's fun. I get great. I learn from the things he says, and I get great entertainment out of watching the way. I mean, I told him I saw him at the Super Bowl at the commissioner's party, I believe, in his Rockford Files deal in his camper. I mean, that speaks to me. That's when I grew up watching that show and stuff like that. Relate to, and so I think he's a character. I think he's awesome for football, and I'm glad he's back in our league. Until we're playing him. Yeah. Aaron Hill. I thought you were going to go to Jeff Hafley, but I can talk about Aaron Hill too. Aaron's tremendous. Real happy for Aaron. Dustin Perry has really, is a big part of the foundation of who we are as a team. He's very integral in everything we do, the way we plan our practices, the way we, we try to organize our week so we can be most efficient, have our players ready. So Dustin Perry's our lead guy. Aaron's been a guy working under Dustin for years. We knew we were going to lose him at some point. Matt did a great job of doing it the right way, calling Kyle, asking for the permission, and Aaron got a great opportunity for a great organization. I'm happy for Aaron, for his family. He'll be a tremendous asset to that organization. What's that? I was real proud of Jair. You talk about interviews. We were just talking about him earlier. He made a tremendous impression, not only on the tape, but his interview was one that grabbed us. And, I think when it's unanimous and everyone's got that feeling, Jair's a special human being, special young man. But then he went and showed that. And, nothing's just given in our league. And Jair didn't pout early on when he wasn't playing. He went and excelled at special teams. And, we had two guys in Huff and Gip that were pretty good players. And what he did is sit back and never wasted a day lamenting the fact that he wasn't starting. He picked their brain, he learned from them, such that when he got his opportunity, he could shine, and that's exactly what he did. We're really encouraged about Jair moving forward, had a pick in the Super Bowl, but it's a lot more than just the picks. The guy's a stud, and we're fortunate to have him. Oh, I love Half. we had an opportunity. I forget how many years was I around him. Was it just one? But Half's a special dude. He's got a lot of knowledge about football. I've known about Half for a long time. He coached my good buddy and former teammate, Rondé Barber. Rondé, you know, first started telling me about Half, and you know, he's hit all the steps, being a secondary coach, being a coordinator at Ohio State, going and being a head coach at Boston College. For him to come back, I think part of that is what's going on in college football. Part of that, the guy loves coaching defense, and I think brings him back to his roots. I know he's excited. I'm really happy for him. We've communicated via text, and you know, nice move for the Packers. Well, tune in and watch.
Yeah. John, kind of similar to that, what do you think the Saints are getting?
They're getting a first-class individual. I think a guy with a lot of experience. And I know Clint not only was contributing all year to our game plans each and every week and a trusted advisor to Kyle and to our team, but he also was a sponge on what he could learn because he hadn't been around. You know, there's a connection with the dads and all that, and Kyle had worked for his dad. But I think I watched Clint really take it all in. I don't think I know not to just come in and, hey, I'm going to be here for a year, then I'm going to take it all. I think he just was his feet where they were, and he made the most of it. And Clint's going to be a really good coach for the Saints. I'm excited for his opportunity. Yeah. They're a team that's done a nice job of blending both, you know, you see them, you know, using the clapping cadence and stuff, but then you're seeing power under quarterbacks under center, or if they're under gun, still principles that you see in our league. So they play a physical brand of football. They get in multiple personnel groups, and so I think they're a group where you get a lot of value out of watching their film because of how they play.
Hey, John, we've heard from a lot of head coaches and GMs today, and when you look at where they came from, a lot of them come from your organization. How much pride do you take in being able to turn out future head coaches, future GMs? Obviously, the goal is to win, but how does it feel to be able to see that imprint in the league?
Yeah. Well, it is a source of pride. Gets annoying at times, like, leave us alone. But you know what? There is a source of pride, and that's part of it. I think that's paying it back to the league. You know, I care greatly about this game, and so, you know, identifying good people, having systems in place that train them to get better throughout the process, being demanding on them, but also having fun in doing so. Knowing who you are as a football team, all those things, I think, contribute. We give people opportunities to express their opinions in things like draft meetings. And so I think people come out ready, and people have identified that. Like I did say, it is a challenge to try to survive the constant, the brain drain, really. But fortunately, a lot of people want to be with us, and so we've been able to identify good people to bring in their stead. So. It's something that you just have to deal with, and we have.
Yeah.
I think that goes in and out. I remember when I was playing, you know, that position, tight end and safety, were probably always undervalued in terms of compensation, you know, and I always thought really integral to the success of teams because they're asked to do a little bit of everything and asked to do a lot. They're very involved in everything that you do. You can't hide them, you know, those type things. You can't get away from them if you're trying to. So I think there's great value in football when I played, and I think we're a team that shows that there's tremendous value. A lot of teams. Green Bay did a great job last year of identifying young guys and playing with them, and it added a lot to who they were as a team, as an offense. And so I think it can really make your team better when you find, and it's not just one anymore, you need a couple, and you know, it's a real critical position. guy I played against for a long time. You know, someone asked me today, were there any omissions in the Hall of Fame? I mean, a real personal one for me was Antonio Gates. That guy was a tremendous player. And when I played against him, I said, that's a Hall of Fame football player. And so, you know, he's got to wait like a lot of us did and have to. But, man, I knew when I played against that guy was special, was different, and contributed to his team winning at a great rate. So. Yeah. I think you can drive yourself crazy trying to do that. Now, having said that, you want to always be aware of things that are said, you know, in the media, at podiums like this, you know, things that are said locally in their media, reports on who's coming in for 30 visits and things like that. You know, people have gotten pretty good at identifying those things. They can give you some clues or they could be pulling your leg. So you can't totally focus. We try to focus on us, but it is important to know, what's your competition. I would say probably when we've picked real early, that's probably when it's most important to try to gauge. Once the draft starts, it's on and it's kind of moving. So,
when you start looking to hire your defensive coordinator, does that change the way you evaluate defensive players in this upcoming class?
No, because I think we have a great idea who we're going to be and continue to be and the things we believe in. So, is it important? Sure. And we're working towards that. Kyle's working towards that. And that will come in due time here. But we want to be true to the process and learn a lot from it, identify – you know, some of the changes and tweaks we want to make while still staying kind of to our core.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Last one.
It's a nice feeling. I know that having stability at that position. You know, people forget last year was Brock's first full year as a starter. So I think that leaves you feeling pretty good about his opportunity to with what we've already seen in this couple of years, in particular last year, the first full year as a starter, coming off the injury, we're past that. And it just gives you a lot of confidence going in. And now it's like kind of building around him. And that's it gives you a foundation to build off of. And that is a really good feeling, a settling feeling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.